one is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about the world population here tonight. And I know you're probably saying, well, so what? Well, just wait. There's some interesting twists. Also, we're going to be talking about what doctors don't tell you about blood pressure and diabetes. And if we get time for other things, we'll get to those as well. We'll just see how the hour goes. And we do have a quack report. And I did bring my devotional. I've been hearing more and more from you people out there that you really like the devotional. So I'm so glad. So, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer. As always, I'm lifting this nation up in prayer, and I'm hoping for righteous leadership, you know, God's hand beyond that. And so the devotional today is from Ephesians 5 and Psalms 119. And it goes like this: relax in my healing, my holy presence. Allow me to transform you through this time alone with me. As your thoughts center more and more on me, trust displaces fear and worry. Your mind is somewhat like a seesaw. As your trust in me goes up, fear and worry automatically go down. Time spent with me not only increases your trust, it also helps you discern what is important and what is not. Energy and time are precious, limited entities. Therefore, you need to use them wisely, focusing on what is truly important. As you walk close with me, saturating your mind with scripture, I will show you how to spend your time and energy. My word is a lamp to your feet. My presence is a light for your path. Amen. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, scientists, let's see, admit the polio vaccine is causing polio. Do tell. Oh yeah, they're trying to destroy the polio vaccine before it causes any more of a polio outbreak. So clinics around the world are destroying the old, they say, problem polio vaccine in favor for a new oral one. Do we trust them? They said it's an unprecedented effort that they're attempting. A massive global eradication effort is going to take place in just a few weeks at thousands of sites in 115 different countries to destroy the old vaccine. It's a worldwide plan. So health workers have been taught to destroy the old vaccine either by boiling it, incinerating it, or burying it in the ground. Now, according to NPR, last year, the world recorded 100 cases of polio. 30 of them were reported to have been mutant strains caused by the vaccine. This is a perfect example. Scientific medicine doesn't know what it's doing with regard to infectious disease. I'm sorry. All right, moving along in the quack report. Fertility rates dropped to lowest level, according to U.S. and the CDC. They say fertility rates in America, the number of babies born per 1,000 women that are in childbearing age, lowest record ever, according to a new report from the CDC. The findings, they say, were based on population data from the CDC that track birth and fertility statistics going back to 1909. And interestingly, we're going to get into this tonight a little bit for the first part of the show. Moving along in the quacker, lice is a problem now. It's treatment resistant. The vast majority of the head lice in the U.S. is resistant to the over-the-counter treatments, meaning that it's now very difficult to vanquish. Researchers found that head lice in 42 out of the 48 states that they studied carried an average of 3 genetic mutations that make them impervious or impossible to get rid of using the over-the-counter anti-lice remedies, and their research was published in the Journal of Medical Entomology. Let's see. Lice Be Gone is a product that's made by a company out west. I'm trying to think. Natural Effective something is the name of the company, but you can Google it. And very effective. It's a natural thing. They use the yucca plant, I believe. And apparently the lice aren't resistant to that. All right. Moving along in the quack report. Last but not least, America's got another drug problem, apparently. We're giving the elderly too many drugs. Well, yeah. Pharmacist Dominic Bailey, on his computer, he scrutinizes the medication list of medications patients are taking at the geriatric unit at the hospital he works at. A doctor had prescribed blood pressure, he said, for a 99-year-old woman. And the dose, he said, could cause her to faint and fall over. An 84-year-old woman was hospitalized for knee surgery, and she was on several drug medications. But he says those drugs were meant for older patients because of the severe potential. Weren't meant for older patients, I should say, because they had severe potential side effects. He goes on to say that a 74-year-old had a long history of health problems, including high blood pressure and respiratory issues, had difficulty breathing, pneumonia, and her medical record showed that upon admission, she was on 36 medicines. He says, this is a bit alarming. I would say, he says, some drugs can cause confusion, falling down, excessive bleeding, low blood pressure, respiratory complications for older patients. So he's really concerned that the sheer number of drugs were such a worry on several of the patients, including the drugs that treat insomnia and pain. He says all that could suppress breathing. So he says the increased number of elderly patients nationwide on multiple meds to treat chronic disease is rising, and the chances of a dangerous drug interaction and serious side effects are increasing as well. So, you know, he says all these patients go to different specialists. They all put them on drugs. They don't check with one another what the patient is taking. And then when the patient arrives at the hospital, then the doctors put them on a different round of stuff. So he said, this is America's drug problem. It's called polypharmacy. Oh, yeah. It is a huge problem. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, any drug-related complications add about 3 extra days to your average hospital stay. And that wraps the quack report. Oh, very nice, Frank. Frank is chiding in here on the email here, the instant messenger. Yeah, he says, can we get some of those quit breathing drugs for Hillary? Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's in God's hand, but we got to pray it up. We do. We have to ask God to help America. We got to pull together as Christian-loving people and just say no to all this evil that's out there. All right, we're gonna talk about the world population, which, believe it or not, is in decline. Oh, yeah, because we are really at a time where the population is the population of the U.S. and the global population, is it really on a downward slope? You know, for the last 5-10 years, all we've been hammered with the media reports that the world population is so out of control, that the earth is bulging with too many people, not sustainable. So, in fact, for the last 50 years, guess what? The population has been on a steady decline. And that revelation is astonishing. So we're going to check this out and cover what's going on. Yep. You know, some things aren't what they seem, right? So who knew? Statistics that are coming from organizations other than health authorities are reporting on population decline. Oddly enough, it's the bankers that have noticed there are fewer people on the planet. So the World Bank Group, now this is an international organization that makes loans to countries, and they're stating we don't have 7 billion people. So if the World Bank Group is telling the truth, then we are not seeing the big picture. So reports from worldmeter.com, if you go there, they say currently we have 7.4 billion people on the earth and the numbers are climbing by the second. And World Bank Group, what they do is they use statistics and demographics on populations. They use vital statistical data, census reports, and that helps them operate their business globally. So they state that the census reports from the national offices all over the globe are reporting a downward trend in the population count. So if we had 4.5 billion in 1960, and that we have actually suffered a drop of 2.5 billion in 2013, then we don't have 7 billion people. So who is correct here? Were the higher figures merely projections, not really actual numbers? And one may start to wonder about the population numbers because no one can afford to have large families anymore. American couples who can conceive are not having big families. They may have at most 1 or 2 children. All right, let's look at the contraceptive age. Because we may be asking this question, has the contraceptives had an impact on population decline? Well, according to World Bank Group and the data that they secured from World's Children, Child Info, and the United Nations Population Division of World's Contraceptive Use, as well as household surveys and cluster surveys, they're stating the creation of contraceptives has impacted the Earth's population. They report there was a 10% increase in contraceptive use worldwide from 1990 to 2000. So the bankers are also reporting a 30% decline in fertility from 1990 to 2012. And the CDC also is reporting that since 1909, female fertility has declined along with birth rates. So the CDC is stating there's a greater than 10% decline since 2007. So if this is the case, how can we have a population explosion that the media has been reporting? Well, we've been subjected to the reports that the food supply is at risk because there's too many hungry people. Well, apparently the population decline rate is of such a concern that instead of tracking it annually, now it's being tracked quarterly. So according to the National Center for Health Statistics, they reported in 2003, the U.S. birth rate had hit a record low. The report stated one reason was the infant mortality rate had risen. Say what? Did we hear this in the news anytime? I don't recall hearing that. So the infant mortality rate has risen. The report also showed that between 1970 and 1980, women having two children, it was not a sufficient rate to replace the population. So it was documented in 2002 that the birth rate was not a, quote, replacement rate compared to the death rate. So, with conflicting reports on the population of the U.S. and the world, it's a challenge for people to know what is the truth. Let me read you this quote from Donna Strobino, professor of population, family, and reproductive health at Johns Hopkins University. She says, the population reports, they're trying to give us a picture of what is happening to fertility among U.S. women by specific characteristics, in particular by age. So they're trying to figure out what is going on here. Well, let's look at the vaccine factor. So we can't ignore the reports of young girls and women who've been chemically forced into menopause or worse because they believe the papilloma vaccine would protect them from sexually transmitted viruses, which can cause cervical cancer. So according to a report by VacTruth.com, their researchers found 56 medical papers dating back to 1977 that listed on PubMed, they were discussing contraceptive vaccines. So when you're reading these reports, you may determine that, you know, vaccines are being manufactured to create an infertility problem in the U.S. So in 1989, a published paper by G.P. Talware and R. Raghupathy that was titled Anti-Fertility Vaccines, this paper stated that such vaccines were in development for both men and women. They described that with one jab of a vaccine, it would be possible to cause a sterilization for a woman and a castration effect for a male. So they reported that vaccines had already passed field testing and would proceed to market. Now, this is 89. So how do these vaccines create infertility? Well, apparently, according to the papers, they create an allergic reaction in women where if they were to have an egg fertilized, the body releases proteins, making her body allergic to pregnancy, and it causes an abortion. And in men, the vaccine attacks sperm antigens. So these vaccines were tested in New Delhi on humans, and they were found to break down the blood testes barrier in men. And you'd think you know, that patients would be fully informed about these vaccines, and they would be deciding if they wanted to volunteer to destroy their fertility. Yeah, right. So, however, according to biochemist G.P. Tauwer of the Immunology Foundation and bioengineer R. Raghupathy of the University of Minnesota, the tetanus toxoid vaccine, the cholera toxoid vaccine, the diphtheria toxoid vaccine have all been tested to decrease the testes size in men. It also drops the testosterone levels in men, and it also can cause atrophy of the prostate gland. So these 27-year-old papers also mention the next generation of DNA vaccines. You know, the DNA vaccines contain the aborted fetus protein, the MRC5. So this could explain why there's been this epidemic of prostate disease and low testosterone in men. So it is speculated that many of these vaccines are tested on they were tested on humans in Nicaragua, Mexico, and the Philippines, and there was this surge of infertility that hit those regions in 1990. All right, let me read you this quote from biochemist Tauwer and biochemist Raghupathy, National Institute for Immunology in New Delhi, 1989. This is what they said. Vaccines are under development for the control of fertility in males and females. A single injection procedure for the sterilization of females or castration for males has passed through field testing and expected to be on the market in the near future. These are the brainiacs behind this, apparently. Well, let's look at the tetanus vaccine. How many people get a tetanus shot? Lots of people do. So according to VacTruth.com, in 1994, the WHO, the World Health Organization, gave women in developing countries between the ages of 15 and 45 the tetanus vaccine. However, it was a birth control vaccine because, you know, we just heard it was in the tetanus vaccine. The sterilization is in there. So an organization called the COMITE took vials of this tetanus vaccine and had it tested because they thought it was very strange that only childbearing age females were given the tetanus vaccine. So the lab results stated the vaccine contained human chorionic gonadotropin, which is HCG, and it's a hormone that helps maintain pregnancy, but when you combine it with the tetanus toxin, the female experiences an abortion instead. So what this causes is an immune system confusion, and the body attacks the uterine lining so the fertilized egg cannot attach. And it was concluded that the tetanus vaccine is a global population control vaccine used by the WHO. And this could explain the decline in fertility and the drop in the, quote, replacement rate. And be aware, the U.S. public schools, colleges, universities, guess what they require before you start class? A booster of the tetanus vaccine. Isn't that interesting? Mostly the females are getting it. Well, let me read you this quote by Tauwer, the biochemist, and he had an article in the journal Immunology and Cell Biology called Vaccines for Control of Fertility and Hormone-Dependent Cancers of 1997. He said this, although a number of methods are available for contraception, they are not suited to many people in economically developed countries, and according to the WHO, the contraceptive needs of 300 million are unmet. So they're just going to help them out with a little vaccine here. Yeah, nobody's told. I've never seen an information on a tetanus vaccine that says, oh, by the way, we're sterilizing you. Nobody's going to volunteer for that. All right, let's look at the vaccine for pregnancy. Okay, the folks at VacTruth also mention this sudden controversial decision within medicine to vaccinate pregnant women with flu vaccines. So they point out that the National Coalition for Organized Women reported on the increased incidence of neurological damage and fetal deaths after medicines started vaccinating pregnant women with influenza. And while this was happening in 2009 and 2010, the CDC was advising the American Obstetrics and Gynecological Organizations that the vaccines were safe for pregnant women and that the huge spike in adverse events and fetal death were blamed on other reasons. So here we may have another smoking gun into the problem of the replacement rate, and add to the fact that the number of vaccines for children have increased for infants, toddlers, school-aged children, and that could be creating another layer of mortality and infertility right there. We'll have to see as those kids grow up. Do they have families or not? Well, and then here's an interesting thing with the Zika. It would appear that the bankers might be accurate about the world numbers due to the fact that creation, I think, is under attack. The government of Brazil has reevaluated the Zika threat and thinks the mosquitoes have nothing to do with the birth deformities. Epidemiologists and vector specialists in Brazil think the problem is the mass application of environmental pollutants around certain areas of Brazil, as other areas have mosquitoes, but there's no birth defects there. So keep in mind that this is a country that prohibits abortion. However, it is possible that the Zika issue is going to be used as an opportunity to change the abortion laws. Now, what is now happening in South Florida? All that mass spraying with environmental pollutants? This could spike various health problems there. And it's also kind of astonishing how quickly a Zika vaccine was just poof, produced out of Canada. Oh, I tell you. Let me read you the quote from Bill Gates. He made it a carbon reduction global warming speech. You're probably familiar with it, but he said, first, we got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive health services, we can lower that by about 10 to 15%. Well, if he's talking about population, he's talking about lowering the population numbers. People say, oh, that's not what it means. Well, then why did he use population with vaccines in his speech? All right. Well, what we have here is some multiple threats. It appears that the bankers could be correct with regard to what's happening to the population of Earth. If we analyze the multiple threats that are in place, we can see the population will continue to decline unless we make some changes. So here they are. We'll go line them up. There's abortion. There's the new Zika vaccine that's untested, no long-term study. Ingredients are unknown. Influenza vaccines for pregnancy contain oxynol 9, which is a spermicide. And then we have infertility by vaccines of tetanus, cholera, diphtheria, HPV, and now influenza. We have infant mortality through vaccines. We have contraceptives. We have other medical procedures like hormone treatment, surgery, and menstruation elimination procedures. We have environmental poisons and, of course, global warming agenda, which reduces the CO2 producers, which would be mankind. There you go. A lot of strategic moves going on right there. Well, I think it is. I do. I know I got to take a break. I do. I'm not done. I'm almost done. But we'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Bye.
current Herb Talk, and we're getting ready. We are, as a nation, we are going to be praying it up here. All right, so we're going to wrap this up about the population being in, numbers being in question. And, you know, when you line up all the population threats here that are implemented today, you can actually see this could be a well-organized strategic plan and not a conspiracy theory. These things didn't happen by accident. And these are threats to God's creation and God's inheritance because man is God's inheritance. So threats presented as benefits but deliver destruction, well, they're going to prevail if people prefer to believe a lie. So the Bible states that in the latter days, people would not be lovers of truth. So let's look at it. Abortion is presented as a choice, but it's really about death because there's only two things, life and death. That's it. There's nothing else. And also vaccines are presented as protection, but destroy immune system, fertility, health, and life, apparently. Environmental poisons are presented to protect crops, but destroy nutrition, health, and vitality. And global warming, presented to protect the planet while removing man. Okay, let's get the big picture here. Because the first step to resolving a problem is recognizing there is a problem. So it is in our best interests to decide, you know, devise a plan, diffuse this threat, if not globally, then individually. So like it or not, we're in a defense mode here with protecting our health. Now, I often get calls from folks. They're saying, are they trying to kill us? Well, after seeing the reports on population decline and others, I would say so. So how do we protect ourselves from the evil seeking to destroy our health? Well, you'll utilize the weapons of defense designed by God because medicinal herbs are practical. They're inexpensive. And best of all, there's no mutagens that have a defense to them. So, you know, they provide all these, they're packed full of super nutrition, the herbs are. They strengthen the body. They restore balance. They provide stamina and regeneration. So God has instructed us to use herbs for energy, healing, restoration of the body. And herbs protect our health because God can't lie. Yep. So if you would like more information on how powerful you can be boosting your immune system, cleansing away the pharmaceutical residues, the heavy metals, radioactive particles, and a wide range of toxins, well, then call Apothecary Herbs. You can call to order or ask for a free catalog. They have lots of herbal cleansing kits, immune-boosting formulas, all organic, whole food, and you can empower yourself. It's a game-changer when you get an organic, naturally aged, whole food herbal formula. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Of course, you can visit them on the website at thepowerherbs.com. Yep, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Empower yourself over there. Hey, if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the free online newsletters. You just go to the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can sign up for the newsletters there. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday, and they're packed full of informative information that you can share with family and friends and empower yourself. That's what it's about. All right, so we're going to shift gears here, and we're going to talk about what doctors aren't telling us about diabetes and high blood pressure. So there's a natural food that you could use to help yourself with diabetes and heart disease. Wouldn't you use it? And if you would use it, would you tell your doctor you're using it? Probably not telling him. You're not going to tell him. And the reason is obvious because the doctors aren't going to tell you about it because there's no money in selling you healthy foods and herbs. And medical science knows that when you consume healthy foods and herbs, you get healthy. Therefore, the masses, they have to assess the foods that encourage health and well-being, and you should be discerning about that. And you also should be discerning about any foods and products that would create disease, create diabetes, and other illnesses, because basically the business design model for the healthcare industry is to give you the illusion of health, to manage your symptoms and not cure your symptoms, because they want you to keep coming back. So now some states are taxing people if they consume foods that are medically determined to make them overweight, diabetic, or sick, because the medical care costs have gone up. So anywhere you slice or dice this, it seems to be a catch-22 for us here. All right, so a whopping 44% of the heart attacks are caused by poor blood pressure, which is responsible for about 3,000 heart attacks per day. About 4% of the cases have diabetic complication. And the number one cause why we have chronic heart disease is a lack of good nutrition. And if you missed the show on how depleted our foods are because of the soil, go back to the archives and listen to that. You will just be amazed. So we have, more than ever, we have to make up for the glut that's there in nutrition so our body does not fall apart and get sick. Now, the number one cause for the chronic heart disease is lack of good nutrition. More than 5 million Americans aren't getting enough nutrition, even though they may be eating well. And they invest in the heart drugs to control their blood pressure problems, their cholesterol, their congestive heart failure, their arrhythmias, their AFibs. So drug companies sell more heart drugs than any other medication in any other category. So ask if, you know, we as a nation are going to tolerate a plan of, you know, a healthcare system that we have now or worse. And drug therapy after drug therapy, where we just heard in the Quack report, the elderly are over-medicated. It's a drug problem and a big one. So are we going to tolerate that? Let's ask ourselves, are we going to tolerate that? I think right now this nation tolerates way too much already. But, you know, why do we want to turn the kind of control over our health to people that, you know, don't really have our best health interests in mind? It's their bank account that's in their best interest. So we have to be discerning about this. And of course, we just heard recently insurance companies are going broke with the Affordable Care Act, but that, we already know that was on purpose. You know, it was designed to do that to them. Well, it serves them right, I say, because, you know, they thought that they could just use government to hammer us into making us buy their product. Now they're going out of business. All right, let's look at the diabetes. In 2006, I was mentioning 4 million Americans have diabetes, and the numbers are going up daily. 200,000 heart patients have diabetic complications. The medical gurus have announced there's a new diabetes on the block. As you know, diabetes 3, we have diabetes 2 and 3 now. And just when, you know, we thought, you know, two types of diabetes were enough, we get a third one. So according to a new study, tens of thousands of Canadians suffering from diabetes 3. Medical science says it's linked to Alzheimer's disease. Who knows? The study appeared in the November issue of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, reporting the levels of insulin receptors significantly diminish in the brains of early Alzheimer's patients and continued in a free fall, basically, as the disease progressed. So the study claims the insulin disappears suddenly with the onset of Alzheimer's, and they think now Alzheimer's is really a type of diabetes. I bet you they'll change their mind down the road on that. But in that study, they autopsied 45 brains. Some were normal, some had advanced stage Alzheimer's, and they found that the brains in the Alzheimer's patients were 80%. They had 80% loss of insulin receptors. So that's why they're thinking that. So, you know, heart disease and diabetes, they're kind of running amok in the medical community. There's not going to be any resolution. There's not going to be really any true curing of those diseases because they make too much money for the industry. So it's up to you to do something about it. And despite the research studies, the fundraisers, the drugs, and the surgery, there's not going to be a cure for this. All the studies, there's like 60 studies. Speaking of studies, there's like over 60 reports that were done by U.S. medical universities and drug companies and foreign countries that have reported on natural foods that reduce diabetes and hypertension. Mm-hmm. The mystery food is garlic. So you have access to that right now. And you don't need a prescription. You don't need a copay. You don't need anybody's permission. It's a God-given medicine for you. Everybody uses it in, you know, your spaghetti sauce, your garlic bread, and it's great. But it also has medicinal properties. Let's look at the garlic studies then. A study published in the Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine Journal showed that garlic restores antioxidants, reduces free radical damage that's involved in vascular disease and diabetes and high blood pressure, basically. So in the study, they took animals, they took lab rats, fed them diets that induced the diabetes and the hypertension, and then they fed them garlic extract, a couple times a day for 3 weeks. The results show that the blood antioxidant levels significantly rose in both the rats with diabetes and those with hypertension, but the rats that had the garlic with the antioxidants, the serum levels decreased and the glucose serum levels decreased. So the rats with hypertension and systolic blood pressure, that lowered, that went down. And the Department of Biological Science of Kuwait University also did a study with garlic, and they also determined that the garlic had a definite power over serum lipids, lowered blood pressure, and cholesterol. Their study also reported that garlic had a direct impact on serum cholesterol, triglycerides, glucose, protein, and systolic blood pressure. Researchers then concluded garlic may have a benefit effect on the risk factors of arterial sclerosis. So the study also noted that when you use your fresh garlic, it has an effect at reducing the formation of platelets, so you don't have the clotting as well. It's a natural blood thinner, so you don't have to take the cumin and the werfen, the rat poison. And by the way, the new generation of blood thinners, do your homework. There's no antidote. If you start to bleed, you will bleed out. They also concluded that garlic may be beneficial with regards to aging and cancer because garlic has a lot of other antioxidant abilities, medicinal powers that they still need to test and study. So it does lower blood pressure. It does lower blood sugar. So, and I know a couple of herbs that I like to use, very effective, have for the cardiovascular and diabetic area. Use the garlic, absolutely. And then I also like to use white cedar berries, which is called Juniper monosperma. And those two together do a very nice job with the diabetes issue. There's also medical studies that show significant amounts of these herbs are excellent at rectifying that imbalance there, strengthening the body. So to give you an idea of the amount of garlic you may need, maybe 3 or 4 large garlic cloves per day would be what you need. If you have persistent diabetes, you may have to double that to 6 to 8 cloves, and maybe for a little while, and then peel back when your body gets stronger there. So you can use a garlic juice if you don't want to eat raw cloves of garlic. Works well, doesn't need to be digested. The juice is interactive in the system. It's water soluble and no digestion required. So within 60 seconds, it's working. So garlic juice, rather than capsules or tablets, may be the way you want to go. Also, I would use the juniper in a liquid form as well. And also, if you really are worried about clotting, they've done studies on hawthorn berries, and it works as well or even better than the anti-clotting medications that are prescribed. So what it does is the hawthorn does a lovely job of balancing the fibrinogen protein in the blood, which has a lot to do with clots. So you don't want to get it off where you don't have clotting mechanism removed and you bleed to death if you cut yourself, which is usually what happens with the meds, the new meds now. So the hawthorn berries doesn't do that. It just balances that protein so that your fibrinogen remains fibrinogen. It doesn't turn to fibrin and cause unnatural clotting. So there you go. If you're looking for liquid garlic or the juniper monosperma diabetic liquids, they're on the PowerHerbs.com website. You can just look under the heart and cardio, and you can look under the diabetic tabs and find what you need there. Or if you're not sure, if you don't do the internet, just call them. And you can just flip to the sections in the catalog and read all about the products there. And what I like about the catalog is you get a listing of not only the product name and its function, but you get a listing of ingredients as well. All right, now, so you can improve your circulation. Also, if you have to improve on that, let's say you don't have good pulses in your extremities because a lot of diabetics don't, you might want to incorporate some cayenne and ginger. Cayenne is very good at moving fluids in the body. It moves blood, it moves mucus, it moves lymph system fluids, white blood cells. So it's very good as a stimulating agent to move, improve circulation from head to foot. So what I like about that is it'll push the circulation from the core to the extremities, but then the ginger will help circulation get to the small capillaries and then bring it back to the body core. And that's real important if you've got peripheral neuropathy. If you're not a diabetic, you may not know what that is. What that is the nerve endings are complaining in the feet and maybe the tips of your fingers because they're not getting adequate blood flow. And you get some numbness and tingling and maybe some hot sensations, some tenderness, and it's very uncomfortable. So, and I know people are taking all kinds of drugs for that with all kind of side effect risk. So you may want to just try the herbs and see if that helps you because most likely it's going to. So you want to improve blood flow, and that's how you can do it. Also, females who depend on their endocrine system to produce the right amount of hormones for balancing, sometimes, you know, hormones are involved in the diabetic issue and the hypertension issue. So there are some great herbs that you can use to feed the endocrine system, and the endocrine system manufactures the hormones that are right for you at your particular time of life. So whether you're pre- or postmenopausal, there's herbs that can help your system balance and do what it's supposed to be doing. Men, there's also a male hormone formula full of herbs to help you out as well. So you can check that out under Just for Men and Just for Women at thepowerherbs.com, or just call and get a free catalog, and you'll see what we're talking about there. So you're able to stabilize with herbs. You're able to not just manage symptoms, you're strengthening a system to do what it's supposed to do normally, okay? Let me just say, what are your expectations if you have diabetes down the road? People tend not to think about it. Oh, that's going to be a while yet. You'll hear from your medical professionals. Don't worry now. We're going to manage this blood sugar right now. Don't you worry. But after a while, when the kidneys start to fail and they're dropping below 10%, they want to put you on dialysis. Okay, so dialysis, you may get there in 15, 20 years, but you're going to get there if you're taking insulin because the body is propped up with a crutch, a drug, and it's not functioning like it should. So it slowly is decreasing in its function ability. And then you're put on dialysis, and then what happens is they stop altogether because they don't have to work. And your kidneys will atrophy. And if you don't know what dialysis is, you're hooked up to a machine for several hours when you go several times a week. So, and you usually have to get somebody to take you there and pick you up. So interesting things to think about. You know, I get the same thing with people saying, well, my doctor says I have a baby cataract, but don't worry. Well, don't worry until it's big enough for them to, you know, do surgery. But there's things you can do about cataracts now so they don't get big. Seriously, their herbs are here for the service of man, and they're here for the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. See, he wants us to trust him. That's part of the faith walk here, is to trust him and his herbs. And when I learned about the power of herbs, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I had an issue involving one of my children, and it was a serious issue, and medicine had no answers. Now, you're talking about somebody who used to work in the medical industry. I used to work at the hospitals, and I was just like, so I turned to the natural, and I was just dumbfounded how well my child responded. And my little journey into herbalism started then. I saw the power there, and I thought, oh, this is the world's best kept secret. How empowering is that, right? Where you don't need someone's permission to use some natural foods and herbs to get better. And I mean it, to get better, because they're strengthening the body. They're not weakening it and making it dependent. So I want you to start thinking about those things when you're thinking about your choices, which way you want to go. Is it going to strengthen you or weaken you? Is it going to make you independent or dependent? Is it going to, you know, restore, or is it going to put you on lifelong medications? Always consider those two things, because you have to ask yourself, what would happen if the drug companies don't make that drug anymore? And we're seeing that. Hospital ERs don't have medicines like they used to anymore because drug companies quit making them. They didn't replace them with anything. Or the replacements are really hard to find. What do you do then? And if you're in a serious situation of renal failure, which is, you know, diabetes, kidney failure, what do you do then? Well, your choices are severely limited. I'll say that. And what I learned when I was in herbal school was optimal health is pretty basic and easy. It's, you know, we make things complicated in this world. Okay, so you want to keep your foods very basic, not very complicated. You know, you don't want to do a lot of fast foods and prepackaged stuff because there's way too much added to it that's not natural. So you want to, you know, do your own cooking, basically, and keep it simple. Keep your foods very simple. Fresh fruits and vegetables should be a majority of your portion of foods. Okay, and you get a lot of the enzymes and antioxidants and vitamins and minerals that way. And then if you're still lacking, this is where we're having a supplement because our foods aren't as healthy as 100 years ago. So like your apple is 50%, has 50% less vitamin nutrition than it did in the 1900. So we have to do more and make sure that when you supplement your diet, make sure it's whole food. It's not an isolated chemical. It's not a synthetic chemical. Okay? Nutraceuticals are synthetic herbs. Not the same thing as what God made. Okay? Whole food, because all the enzymes and uptake minerals are needed for the major nutrients to be utilized. So be aware of that. And so best kept secret, empower yourself. Learn how to do it. Okay? Nobody's going to, you know, protect your health and value your health more than yourself. So you got to look after it. And God expects you to do that. Okay? So we're going to do that. We're going to bless the Lord for his herbs. Thank him very much for the medicinal power that he's given us. And cleanse and nourish. Get the toxins out. Put the nutrition in. You've pretty much got most internal medicine disease whooped. Okay? Immune boosting herbs are great for cold and flu, shortened duration of illness, but that's why we specialize in immune-boosting organ cleansing, because that's where it's at. That's the empowerment part. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy, if you dare. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well. Oh.